Vice President, members of the Bureau, distinguished members of the Troika, members of delegations, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the government of Guinea-Bissau, on behalf of my delegation, and on my own behalf, I would like to stress the fact that it was a great pleasure for our country to be able to participate in the third cycle of the UPR. That is why, on behalf of my country, I would like to seize this opportunity to say how much we appreciate the way in which the session was conducted, the very kind words, and the great deal of solidarity that we received from all delegations who intervened throughout the process. I would also like to extend thanks to the entire Troika team. Thank you for the excellent work done, without which we would never have reached this result. To the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, be they here in Geneva or in Bissau, here again I would like to express sincere thanks for the support. Vice President, despite the successive periods of instability that have blighted and devastated our country and which have hampered the government's capacity to fully meet its obligations. Notwithstanding that, it's important to highlight the relevant progress made since the last cycle. However, we do recognise the fact that despite these efforts, an awful lot still remains to be done. And it is here, as we recognise that there is a long path still ahead of us. In that context, our country received a total of 197 recommendations from the 79 countries that intervened. Allow me to assure you, Excellencies, that each of these recommendations shall be studied and assessed in detail. In other words, the decision on each recommendation shall be the outcome of consultations that we will have with a range of sectors of the public administration and civil society. We will have an open dialogue with all those stakeholders who are interested in promoting and protecting human rights. We shall be communicating the final result of our analysis during the 44th session of the Human Rights Council in June this year. We'd like to express our gratitude to the comments made and also the constructive criticism made during the review. Many people who took the floor said that Guinea-Bissau needs to continue or strengthen or reinforce already existing initiatives. We thank you for your trust and encouragement, and we restate our commitment to strengthening those mechanisms to promote and protect human rights in our country. Vice President, I would like to conclude my short speech by renewing my thanks to you all, particularly the Troika, the staff of the Human Rights Council Secretariat, and also of the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights. Thank you for your support. Thank you for all the guidance that you've provided us with. Also, I'd like to thank the translators and interpreters and all the other professionals who have worked behind the scenes to facilitate the whole review process. To you all, sincere thanks. We would also like to thank those states present who have supported us in this exercise and indeed have enriched us with their contributions. Let me stress here that we are going back to Guinea-Bissau well aware of the fact that we're not alone in this very tough task, namely stabilising and developing our country in order to ensure that we can put into practice the aspirations of the people of our country. We rely on your support and we'll do all we can to ensure that those recommendations that we do accept can be implemented.